say, you know, if a woman is going to make herself a dress and she wants to go to downtown to get the material for it, would she ever take us a little something along with her to match it up, right?
Yeah. If you want it, cause, you know, just like she want to print it in some way, you take pieces of it. You take piece of the material and match it. Now, if you want to make a dress and you got one color material, just say, I believe I want to trim this in red. When you take a piece of the material you already got and ornament to match it up with whatever red or maybe, you know, kind you would want.
What would you call that little piece you take with you?
Scrap. Just take a scrap.
Would that be the same thing as a sample?
Right. Right. But it wouldn't be nothing but a little scrap.
Well, when a woman is working around in the kitchen, what about that thing she wears around her waist?
About an apron?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, sir, apron. No, it's always like, you know, apron.
This thing I'm writing with right here, you would call that just a...
Yeah.
And a thing that you keep a baby's diaper together with, that'd be a...
That's a pen, but it's a different kind of pen.
Safety.
That's a writing pen, and this other diaper is a safety pen.
And nowadays you say that a dime is worth
10 cents.
Talking about clothes, what would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
It's pants, vest, and coat.
You ever heard a man refer to his pants by any other name?
Trousers.
What's that, Richard?
Well, sometimes you would think, you're my everyday britches.
You probably told us to try it on some clothes. I might say something like, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year...
It fitted last year. Just yeah, right last year.
Or if they're wearing out, I need some to go to... church, I might say, I need to go downtown to buy me a
Sunday coat. That's right. That's what we always used to say, a Sunday coat.
I need to buy myself a whole new
suit.
You know, sometimes when you see boys playing around, they'll pick up a lot of things and put them in their pockets. So before too long, they get a lot of things in there and their pockets begin to
sag down.
Or bump.
Bump out. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever, when you were washing your clothes, have you ever put a shirt in water that was too hot for it? And it,
Oh, yeah, it'll shrink. Sure.
Done that?
Oh yeah.
Done that
too? I've done that.
And it did what?
And sometimes I faded things like that. Colors I thought wouldn't fade, and I put them in there and maybe put too warm a one on them. And they colors.
Kind of aggravating though when you do that, isn't it?
Well, yes it is. Because sometimes it's something you didn't want to fade or maybe didn't want to shrink.